从前呢，我们是在明大的大学里面传福音的。
In the past, we shared the gospel in the University of Minnesota.
那么每一年呢，学校给每一个学生的团体呢，有两天的时间，你可以摆一个桌子在大学的里面。
In the past, the university allowed different student organizations to actually set up a table for 2 days on campus.
那么的目的呢，就是你可以介绍你的组织。
The goal here is to so that you can introduce your organization.
那哪一天呢？哪一天？这一天呢？正是我们说三山五岳的人你都见到了。
On this day, you'll meet all kinds of different kind of people.
有一年呢，坐在我们旁边呢，就是法轮功。
One year, the one actually the organization next to us is Falun Gong.
另外有一年呢，是一个政治的组织，就是解放四藏。
Another organization is a political one, and that is actually the Free Tibet.
Tibet. 有一年很有意思的，旁边呢就是这个无神论的社会。
Another year was about the one next to us is an atheist organization.
那你知道呢？其实这个你坐在这边，从早晨9点到3点。
And you see that when you're sitting there from the morning from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
到最后的时候呢，其实学生经过也没有太多了。
And toward the end, there aren't too many students who are left towards the end.
那么我们大家就会跑去别人的桌子里面去跟人聊天了。
So we get to go around to look at different booths and chat with others.
那我们的桌子呢是很受欢迎的。
Now our table was very much welcome.
原因就是我们糖果最多。
And that is because we had the most candy.
那么呢，人家就会问你，你是怎么组织啊
？And some of the people would ask you, how do you form this organization?
我告诉他，我们是学生团体。
I tell them we are a student organization.
那么就是查经的一个团体。
We actually study the Bible.
Okay， 他们，那么我问他。那么你是什么组织啊？
Then I ask them, what kind of organization are you?
我是无神论的社会。
They tell me that actually they are an atheist society.
那么我就拿一个福音的单张给他，拿去看看呢。
Now then I actually take a gospel tract and give it to him and say, take a look at this.
他们呢，因为拿了很多糖果，不好意思，就一定拿一个的。
So that they have taken a lot of candy, so actually they pick up the gospel tract.
但是呢，他们也给我们一个了，那你也拿去看看我们的。
So they give us a tract as well.
那其实呢，当你到学校，特别你们中学生有一些明年去大学里面念书的时候呢，你就会遇到很多批评。甚至攻击圣经的人呢
？And some of you are here at college students and some high school, and by the time you get to college, you encounter a lot of organization, a lot of people who would criticize the Bible.
那当我仔细的看他们的言论的时候
，So when I take a look at what they stand for. From these organizations,
其实呢，他们有一些呢不是无中生有的。
And actually, some of what they talk about is not, they don't create it out of nothing.
他们的确是花时间去研究圣经，去有根据的去批评圣经。
They have indeed spent a lot of time studying the Bible and actually with some basis they criticize the Bible.
其中一个批评呢，就是圣经里面有关奴隶的诫命。
One of the criticisms is about the slavery in the Bible.
他们说呢，律法里面有关奴隶的诫命，所以 这本圣经呢，就是一本邪恶的圣经。
They say that actually the Bible talks about the slavery system, and therefore the Bible is an evil book.
所以呢，我今天的目的就是，我希望大家不要做一个迷信的一个基督徒。
I hope that you guys you don't become a superstitious Christian.
什么叫迷信呢？
What is it by being superstitious?
就是你不知道你信什么，也不知道为什么你相信。
And that is, you don't know what you believe and don't know the reason behind your belief.
当我们面对人家的批评的时候，我们可以从圣经里面去回应他们。
When we face others' criticism, we can actually take a look at the Bible and respond to the criticism.
所以我们今天要面对一个问题，就是圣经有恶法。
And that is one question that we encounter is, does the Bible have evil thinking?
那么呢，我们就从今天的经文出埃及记21:1-11谈到奴隶的这个问题。
So we can actually through the book Exodus 21:1-11 and take a look at the whole question about slavery.
那首先呢，我要指出一点呢，就是其实圣经没有发明奴隶的这个制度。
First, I want to point out that the Bible did not invent slavery.
其实我们都知道，在圣经写成以前呢，包括在摩西之前，已经有奴隶了。
We see that within the Bible, even that pre-Moses days, there is a slavery system.
不单只在中国有，在埃及有，在中东也有。
Whether it be in China, in Egypt, in Middle East, there is a slavery system.
其实当以色列人在埃及住400年的时候，最后的日子，他就是埃及人的奴隶。
And that is when the Israelites were living in the Egypt for 400 years. Towards the end, they became the slaves of the Egyptians.
所以呢，以色列人是完全明白做一个奴隶的身份的。
So the Israelites fully understand what the pain involved in as being a slave.
批评圣经的人呢，都了解这一点。
Now the people who criticize the Bible also recognize that.
他知道圣经没有发明奴隶的制度。
They know that the Bible did not invent the slavery system.
但是他们批评圣经呢，就是但是圣经允许奴隶。
But what they criticize is the Bible tolerate slavery.
就是他们说圣经好像视而不见。
And that is it's almost like the Bible look at something that's evil, but yet don't try to change it.
所以呢，就是证明了圣经呢，就是。我们说姑息这个制度了。
So therefore, in a way, the Bible actually tolerate this slavery system.
但是我告诉你，其实圣经没有姑息奴隶的制度，但是它是改革这个制度。
But I tell you, the Bible did not tolerate slavery, and yet it tried to transform it.
那有一样事情你要了解的。
And one thing you need to realize.
如果你是一个立法的人呢，你不能好像把一个很坏的习惯一下子改过来。
But if you're actually in an area of legislation, you cannot change something that is like slavery change overnight.
你要呢纯粹渐进的。一步一步的把他们改过来。
So you need to change it gradually and step at a time and change it.
有一些父母他改变他儿女都是这样子。
And some parents how they change their children the same way.
我知道呢，有一些中国的父母呢，他会把他的儿女送到他就是这他的父母这边养大才拿回来。
I know some parents from China would actually send it to the grandparents to try to bring up the kids, and then before they come back.
然后他们这些小孩子回来的时候呢，就发觉他们呢有很多习惯呢是跟这个父母的原则是有冲突的。
So when the kids come back, they will see that there are some habits that actually inconsistent with what the parents would prefer.
比方说呢，他们一定要看电视才吃饭呢。
For example, they would want to watch TV while they have dinner.
比方说呢，他一天到晚呢就拿着一个 iPad 在玩呢。
对不对 ？For example, you know, the whole day they would actually grab the iPad and play all day long.
那么这个父母呢，不会有的时候体谅这些小孩子，不能一下子改过来，他就给他一个限制。
So, so the parents, instead of trying to change it drastically, they would actually try to change it gradually.
比方说呢，你一天只能玩这个 iPad 一个小时啊。
For example, you can only play with the iPad for 1 hour.
其实神面对以色列人也是一样。
So, in the same way, when God faces the Israelites, that they try to take the same approach.
以色列人就活在一个奴隶的制度很久了。
The Israelites have lived in this slavery system for a long time.
所以呢，神要把它改过来呢，是不是一天一下子可以改过来
？So when God trying to change them, it's not like He can actually change them overnight.
所以呢，神没有马上禁止奴隶制度，反而呢，他就是改善这些奴隶的生活。
So God, instead of trying to change, stop the slavery system overnight, so He actually trying to change the practice.
那有一样事情你要了解的
，So one thing you need to realize，
就是呢，你看到奴隶这个字在希伯来文呢，其实它是一个很广泛的一个意思，有一个很广泛的意思。
So you see the word in slave in Hebrew actually has a very broad meaning。
它可以解释成为工人
，It can be translated into a worker，
可以是一个员工。
Can be an employee.
可以是一个仆人
Can be a servant.
当然，它可以翻译在，做一个奴隶
And of course, can be translated as a slave.
所以呢，当你看圣经的时候呢，你要想到这些都是一个可能的解释
So when you actually take a look at the scripture, you can see that these are all possible translations.
在圣经里面有三段圣经呢讲到奴隶的有关奴隶的。就是在出埃及记21:1-11，利未记25:39-43，还有申命记15:12-18。
There are three places within the scripture in the book Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. All these places are talking about this slavery system.
如果你去看一看利未记的25:39呢？
So if you take a look at the Leviticus chapter 25:39-43,
39节讲到你的弟兄若在你那里占渐渐的穷乏，将自己卖给你，不可叫他向奴仆服侍你。
In verse 39, it says, "If any of your fellow Israelites become poor and sell themselves to you, do not make him work as slaves."
那这段圣经很清楚解释了在。以色列社会里面的，特别就是这些希伯来人的奴隶的，他的目的是什么呢
？This actually clearly talks about the whole purpose within for the Hebrews or the Israelites. What kind of purpose do they have？
他是要解决一个贫穷的问题。
They want to solve the problem being poor。
所以呢，这个方法是神，你可以说是我们现在的社会福利。
You can also talk about this is a more of a social welfare within a society.
这个方法呢，就是呢，你让你跟你的主人立一个合同。
And that is the method behind it is actually have some sort of contract between you and your master.
这个合同呢，就是呢，你跟他打工六年。
And that is this covenant is like you work for him for 6 years.
他会付你一笔钱。
They will pay you a certain amount of money.
所以呢，有人解释，其实，在律法书里面的奴隶呢，不是好像我们想象中的是黑奴的这一类。
So you can actually think about within the slavery system as we talk in the book of the laws is not.Like the conventional slavery that we can perceive,
它是一种债务上面的一个工人。
So it's almost like a contractual worker based on the based on debt.
那么这个主人呢会包你吃包你住。
So the master would actually provide lodging and food.
那么也会给你一笔钱。
And also gave a certain amount of money.
其实我想有一点像我们中国餐馆里面的工人呢。
So it's almost like some sort of restaurant workers in China.
那另外这二十五章三十九到四十节呢，也讲到了，其实呢，希伯来人的奴隶跟外国的别的奴隶呢是很不同的。
So we see from 39 to 43, this kind of slavery system is a little different from the other slaves within the area.
因为你对待他呢，要像一个雇工一样，不是对待他好像一个黑奴这样子的。
So when you treat them, you treat them almost like an employee instead of actually two black slaves.
还有呢，他讲到呢，当他们待遇上面也不一样。
So in terms of treatment, it's also different.
因为他们的工作只有六年。
Because when they only work for 6 years.
不是永远的。
It's not in perpetuity.
还有呢，在利未记的二十五章四十节里面，讲到呢，就是如果到禧年的时候呢，他们也可能可以离开。
And also talk about in the year of the Jubilee, they can also leave.
所以呢，这个是以色列人五十年的一次。
So there's actually a year of Jubilee once every 50 years.
所以就看你六年来的早啊，还是十年来的早，那么就可以放出去。
So whether or not actually the 6 years come early or the year of the Jubilee come early, then they can be released.
最后一个呢，就是当他们放出去的时候呢，《生命记》十五章呢告诉我们呢，你不可使他空手而去，要从你的羊群和羊走亚之中多多的给他。
In the book of Deuteronomy, it's also talk about when they leave, they cannot leave empty-handed. They would actually supply them liberally from the flock, the threshing floor, and the winepress.
那这个跟我们现代好像你了解美国的奴隶呢是很不一样的。
So as you take a look at that, this is very different from the American slavers that you've seen.
还有呢，律法规定，无论你是谁了哈，无论你是任何人，包括奴隶，每一个礼拜有一天假期的。
So they also talk about actually whether or not you are what kind of slave, regardless what kind of slave you have one day off every week.
就是犹太人的安息日。
And that is the day of Sabbath for the Hebrews.
他说无论何工都不可做，使你的仆婢可以和你一样安息。
And that is you cannot do any work so that your male and female servants may rest.
所以你从这段经文来看，你就了解，在圣经里面讲到这是希伯来的奴隶呢，是跟历史上面的奴隶是完全不一样。
So you can see from the scripture these Hebrew slaves are very different from any other slaves.
因为这个律法保障这些奴隶的权利。
Because it actually the law maintained the rights of these slaves.
你知道呢，他的主人呢不可以剥削他们。
So that the masters cannot mistreat them.
反而成为一个社会上面一个保障这些穷人的一个方法。
So in a way, it becomes a method within the society that can protect the poor.
那当你有这个了解的时候呢，你就可以回去看出埃及记二十一章。
So once you have this understanding, then you can actually go back and take a look at Book of Exodus chapter 21.
这一段圣经呢，其实是保障这个主人跟这个仆人的两方面的利益。
So this actually the slavery system is set up so that it can protect the master and also make sure the slave had their own benefits.
第一大段呢是第二节到第六节。
The big section is from the first one to verse 6.
是讲到呢这些男的奴隶。
So they talk about male servants.
那么七到十一呢是讲到这些女的。
And actually, 7 to 11 talk about the female slaves.
那这个原则呢，其实你可以说不是太复杂。
And so you can actually take a look at the system. It doesn't seem to be too complicated.
他说，其实这个男的工作六年，你就要放把他放出去。
So for the male slaves, they work for 6 years, and you can have to release them.
但是呢，有一些特别的情况。
So there are some special circumstances.
他谈到了，如果这个男的奴隶他是单身的进来。一直是单身的，你就让他单身的出去。
So the male slave, when if he comes in as a single, then when he leaves, he actually releases him as a single.
如果呢，他是已经有家庭的，一起进来，那么你让他出去的时候，也是一个家庭。
So when he came in as a family, then you release him as also as a family.
但是如果他是单身的进来，是他主人的话，帮他找了次子的。他也因为简直有了儿女了，那么他离开的时候，你看这个就是保障这个主人的，就是还是他单身的出去。
So, if he comes in as a single, but yet he actually the master arranged him so that he has wife and then eventually have children. So when he leaves, he actually need to leave as a single, as a way to protect the master.
那么你说。那么他的儿女他的次子怎么办呢
Now then you say what's going to happen to the wife and the children
其实这段圣经没有讲了但是你可以想到其实很简单就是这个女的也工作到她六年的时候那么她就可以离开了
So in the same way if you think about it actually the female slave well, she also work for 6 years then she can also leave
所以这个男的其实有几个选择
So the male has a number of different options
第一个选择就是他自己离开，那么等他的太太家人到第六年的时候，那么他们就在一起了。
It's option number one that he would leave and then wait for his wife reach 6 years and she can join them.
那第二个可能性就是，如果他有钱，那么他就可以把他次子啊、儿女啊赎出来了。
So the second option is if he has the money, he can actually.Pay for to redeem the wife and the children.
那么呢，第五到第六节呢是讲到第三个可能性。
The verse 5 and verse 6 talk about the third option.
他就说我不愿意离开了，告诉他的主人。那么他就在公众的面前做一个仪式，去说我永远服侍你。
So the third option is that for him to say I like you know I love my master. So actually he had a public ceremony to.To demonstrate that.
那么呢，另外的一段呢是七到十一节。
The third section is another section is verse 7 to 8.
这边是讲到女的奴隶。
And this talks about the female slaves.
那你要从一个古代的社会去了解这段经文。
So you need to understand it from an ancient society standpoint.
在古代的女人呢，她的工作的出路是很小的。
So and back in those days, the income from a female slave is very little.
所以呢，有的时候呢，一个父母他不想他的女儿跟他一同，挨穷的时候呢，他就把她嫁给一个有钱人呢，这样子。
So some parents instead of actually try to allow the daughter to suffer.She would be married into a rich person.
所以呢，她可以嫁给一个有钱人呢，也可以把她送去一个有钱人里面去打工，就是一个女的奴隶了。
Or she can actually should be either marry that rich person or actually be sent to a rich family to serve as a servant.
那我们现代人就觉得，哎，你为了钱，为了生活去嫁人呢，这很不人道。
So modern thinking is that for if you actually marry because of money, it's actually very lacking in the humanistic standpoint.
但是要了解从前的人呢，包括我爸爸妈妈这一代哈，其实他们结婚之前呢，男女双方呢是没有见过对方的。
So in the modern days, even according to my parents' generation, before they got married, they actually the husband had never met the wife.
所以你为了爱情， 而结婚这个事情呢，是现代西方社会才发生的一件事情。
So, if you marry for love, is more of a modern day Western society's thinking.
所以呢，其实圣经就有一个方法，就是你可以为了生活，你嫁给一个有钱人呢。
So the scripture talks about that you would because of livelihood that you can marry a rich person.
那如果你想一想，如果这个方法连圣经都不允许的时候呢，这些女人呢，她其实没有生存的希望的。
So if this kind of method, if the scripture does not even allow that, the women back in those days would not have a chance to have any kind of livelihood.
所以这些女人呢，唯一的出路呢，你想一想，就是成为一个妓女。
So a lot of these women, in order to have a way out, become a prostitute.
其实到现在的泰国呢，很多乡村里面的女人呢，都是为了生存成为妓女。
So even in today's society in Thailand, a lot of girls they because of their livelihood they also become a prostitute.
那你有了这个了解呢，你再回去看四到十一节的时候呢，你就能够明白这段经文。
So once you have that understanding, when you go back to look at verse 7 and 9, so you have a different perspective.
所以七到十一节呢，其实他不但只讲到一个女的奴隶，他也讲到，其实这段是好像一个婚约一样。
So in verse 7 to 11, this is not just only about this female slavery, but also more of almost like a marriage system.
所以呢，就是好像有一个有钱人告诉这个爸爸，我希望把你的女儿娶过来。
So it's almost like a rich person go to the father and say, "I want to marry your daughter."
那么呢，第八节呢，他讲到主人选定他会自己，越不喜欢他，就要许他赎身。
So in verse 8 is that if the master has selected for himself, he had let her to be redeemed.
所以呢，其实这第八节呢，它的这个情形就是，本来这个主人应许说要把这个人娶过来，但是最后呢，他是没有发生任何关系的，只是把他留下来，好像一个工人一样。
So if actually initially the master promised to bring to marry her, but yet and actually nothing happened, only allow her to be a servant.
所以呢。圣经就说，那么你就让他有赎身的机会。换句话说，他工作六年，你就要把他放出去。
So the scripture tells us that actually you need to allow her to redeem herself. So therefore, after 6 years, she can actually be free.
你不能把她再卖给其他人了。
You cannot sell it to anyone else.
第九节里面呢，是讲到另外一个问题，就是女的嫁给她的儿子了。
So in verse 9, they talk about a different situation. If actually the woman would be selected to marry this man's son,
那么你就要待她好像你的女儿一样。
So you need to treat her as if she is your daughter.
第十到十一节呢，是讲到一个问题，就是这个主人真的把她娶过来。
So the verse 10 and 11 talk about a different situation when she married into the family.
后来他自己又娶另外一个女人。
So and then he married another woman.
那么呢，圣经呢就是要保障这个女奴啊。
So the scripture is put in system to protect this female slave.
你还是要对她好像你的妻子一样。
So you still need to treat her as if as a wife.
就是她在他吃的，他的衣服啊，他婚姻上面的需要啊，你还是要满足他。
So he must not deprive the first one of his food, clothing, and marital rights.
那如果那这个主人不给他呢，其实就是把他收了。
So if the master does not provide that for her, it's almost as if he divorced her.
那么你就让他白白的离去。
So he need to allow her to go free.
所以呢，如果你有这个了解，我们刚刚讲到这个古时的情况是这样子的时候， 你就会明白，其实七到十一节呢，是保障这个女人的一个方法。
So you have that sort of understanding, you see that from verse 7 to 11 is actually a way to protect the female servants.
是禁忌，其实有些人呢，他会用婚姻的为名，其实他是剥削的这女的仆人的。
So actually to try to make sure that there are no situation where because of the master would abuse the system and mistreat the female slaves.
最后一段呢，我们要讨论的不在出埃及记的。
So another section that we need to talk about is not and cannot be found in the book of Exodus.
这个呢，就是讲到了因为圣经里面的确有讲到外国人的奴隶。
So because the scripture indeed talk about the foreign slaves.
那么这个就是在利未记的44到46节。
So this can be found in the book of Leviticus 25:44-46.
那么有人就批评哦，这些就跟我们这些黑奴没有分别了。
So this some people criticize this is no different from the African slaves.
那我希望大家去从几方面去考虑。
So I want you to think about from different a number of different angles.
其实呢，利未记二十五章这个记载这两节圣经呢，是包括在希伯来奴隶的经文里面这一部分。
So actually, the book of Leviticus chapter 25 is actually it's well within the Hebrew slave system.
所以呢，它是讲到了，如果你成为一个希伯来的奴隶的时候，你是工作六年。
So we talk about if you actually become a Hebrew slave, so you work for 6 years.
如果你是一个外邦人，你成为一个奴隶的，那么呢，你的就其实是你可以说是永远呐，就是不是没有六年这个限制。
So if you actually became from a more of a foreign slave, then you actually can serve in perpetuity. You don't have a chance to go free.
他也讲到了，你对待这些外邦人的奴隶呢，你不用。你可以说不用好像对待希伯来的奴隶这么客气。
So it's also talk about when you actually treat these foreign slaves, you don't need to be as kind as for the Hebrew slaves.
但是圣经里面从来没有告诉我们呢，你可以虐待这些你的仆人的。
But the scripture never talk about that you can mistreat your slaves.
那么我们第二样事情你要了解的就是为什么有外国的奴隶呢？
The second thing you need to realize is how come they are foreign slaves?
这个其实是以色列人跟外国的旁边的打仗的时候，有的时候呢，他会定一些条款，就是呢，如果就是他们投降了，那么如果你不杀我，我就服侍你了，就是这个条款。
So actually, you see that within the Israelites, along with the bordering country, once they have a wall and then end up with a truce, then if the other country once they surrender, then they would serve the Israelites.
那在圣经的例子呢，就是这些基遍人，基遍乃。
Examples they can find in scriptures are the Gibeonites.
其实腓力斯人呢也曾经做过这样子的奴隶。
The Philistines also had become this sort of slaves.
最后一样事情你要了解的，其实成为一个奴隶呢，或者你成为一个被服侍的一个人呢，是神一个咒诅跟一个祝福的一个方法。
And actually, if you also one last thing to think about is to become a slave, it's more of a blessing to the ones who actually the one being served, and also a curse to one who actually need to serve.
在圣经出埃创世纪里面呢，挪亚曾经咒诅他的后代迦南，他说：“迦南，你当受咒诅，必给你弟兄做奴仆的奴仆。”
In the book of Genesis, Noah actually had talked about this actually that curse be Canaan, the lowest slaves, and actually need to be slave to his brothers.
那么呢，他要服侍的就是闪的，闪呢就是挪亚的其中一个儿子。
The one that actually going to be served is Shem, who is another son of Noah.
那我顺带提一点呢， 美国当时为什么拿黑人在成为奴隶呢？就是根据这个咒诅。
And along the same line, why did actually the America actually have these African slaves is trying to actually kind of use this as a reason.
但是问题呢，就是黑人根本上不是迦南的后代。
The problem is, the African slaves actually are not the descendants of Canaan.
迦南的后代就是迦南人吗？
The descendants of the Canaanites are actually just the Canaanites.
所以呢，其实圣经如果我们看到这些记载的时候呢，其实圣经没有鼓励这个奴隶的制度。
And if you actually take a look at the scripture had never condoned the slavery system.
它其实是改革这个奴隶的制度。
And yet it's trying to transform the slavery system.
还有就是在历史里面，其实是这些相信圣经的人呢，最后把这些奴隶呢去解放的。
It's actually the ones who actually believe in the scripture to try to transform the slavery system.
在19th century 19世纪的时候呢，贩卖奴隶的是很普遍的一个事情。
In the 19th century, it's a commonplace to sell and purchase slavery.
当时他们估计有1000万的奴隶呢是从非洲而来的。
And during that time, there's an estimate about 10 million slaves coming from Africa.
但是呢，在1790年的时候呢，神感动八个基督徒。
In 1790, God touched upon the eight Christians.
这个呢，就是以这个William Wilberforce 为首的一群的基督徒。
It's actually this group of Christians was led by William Wilberforce.
他们呢，这八个人呢，后来我们称他们会 Clamham Sect.
Actually these eight Christians later on we call them the Clamham Sect.
他们呢，其实是在英国呢，是一个他们的语言呢。
So they are actually the English
senator.
Well, senators, but it's a chamber.
Yeah.
The chamber members.
那么呢，他们的背景是完全不一样的。
So the parliament members, they have totally different background.
但是他们为了共同的目的，一同奋斗了30多年。
Because of this common goal, they fought for 30 years.
三十多年以后呢，他的确把这个奴隶的制度去就是改放了。
So after 30 years, they have changed the whole slavery system.
那么呢，他们其实呢，他们要改变当时这个制度，其实是很困难的。
So for them to change the system back in those days, actually is very difficult.
原因就是你只有有钱人才有奴隶嘛。
Because only the rich have a slaves.
所以呢，你要他们放弃他们这个权利，其实就是不可能。
So for them to relinquish this privilege will be almost impossible.
但是他们从圣经里面去了解，如果每一个人都是神形象所造出来的，那么我们就是平等的。
So from the actually understanding of scripture, because all men are created in God's image, and therefore we should all be equal.
所以他们经过36年的奋斗。
So after struggling for 36 years,
到最后呢，八个人呢，其实呢，他们说都是。所有钱都用完了，他都是变成一个很穷的一个人。
So after so many years, these eight people have spent all the money, becomes very poor.
但是在1833年
，But in 1833,
英国通过把所有的奴隶去解放。
So the Parliament in England approves that so that there's no more slaves.
政府给2000万镑的钱去跟英国所有的主人把他的 努力买回来。
So they actually spent 20 million pounds to actually to repurchase all the slaves.
这八个人的工作呢，不单只改变了英国，最后他改变整个欧洲跟美国。
So not only these eight people changed England, but they also eventually changed the whole continent of Europe and also America.
因为他们了解圣经里面讲到人是平等。
Because they understand that the scripture talk about all men are created equal.
所以圣经是不是邪恶的呢？
So is the Bible evil?
不是。
No.
如果是的时候，总不会有基督徒为了解放黑奴而奋斗。
So if that's the case, the Christian would not be struggling to try to release the slaves.
如果没有他们的时候，我们今天可能还有黑奴在我们中间。
Without them, we may still have black slaves in our midst today.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand pray.
亲爱的天父，当我们去了解圣经越多的时候，我们就越了解你是一位怎么样的神。
Lord, as we understand the scripture more, then we can continue to know more what kind of God you are.
你常提醒我们要用恩慈去对待对方。
So remind us often, quite often, that you would that we need to use love and grace to treat others.
无论我们是一个主人，或者我们是一个工人。
Regardless whether we are the master or the servant.
我们求主帮助我们在平常我们的工作，在我们的生活里面，好像神对待人一样去对待人。
That we would in our daily life say we would treat others as how you would treat us.
就是蛮有恩慈的。
And that is full of love and grace.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.